silences. Death sat at my right side, like a grandmother. She had lost all her teeth. Her gums bled. She could not remember the word geranium. That red made the artist weep. He would never paint, never again wonder at that color. Hours after she needed it, she remembered geranium, but there was nowhere to say it. She could not comprehend why it came so uselessly, taunting her with a future of opacities, as if she would not be allowed to know herself, nor the soul, nor the subtle body. If, at the end, you do not make an immortal, subtle body. Next to me, my love felt unwell. I reclined his seat, brushed his forehead with my lips, his forehead cool and sweaty. In a hushed voice, asked him, was he comfortable? And he whispered, yes. And he whispered more, but his words drifted off into air. Then a violent man broke in. We struggled in silence, but he was stronger than I. Someone prays who has no prayer, and no one, neither one god nor beast, nor iconic beast, to whom to pray. Someone summoned to withstand, as if before she could assist the supplicant, the sorceress wanted first to test this container, this just me, child playing world under a card table covered with a blanket. Taste metallic, fearing that in within is the ring of fools, sleight of hand clowns, the mocking gypsy laugh, dread of being self-duped into self-betrayal. Removal from what causes pain, then resentment, remarks of spite, that bitter, poisonous berry the tongue rejects. Summoned by silence into silence, not the droning undersound of things, not the keening wind after sundown, wailing over the plains, silence, in which, during which, enduring which, you vanish from the scene, simply to not know, to be the question wrapped in the cloak of oneself, unvolved, emptied. How hard when renewal came only when words came. At noon, glitter on snow crust in neither season. Timelessness fills me with confusion. I sit in darkness, my brain hurting with the torn, wrenched cries of my daughter who is tormented by an unimaginable cruelty probing her son like a hot knife. And I can do nothing, the mother who fails the mother, as the comforter, abiding one, fails us. There is another I have heard, who is not mother, who possesses an earthly light. How do I make myself strong enough to contain her, and not be shattered beyond self-recognition? Surely that is why I have found myself in this desolate, hope-ridden state, to wait in the stillness, an act so very like my mother's, exorbitant, severe, who only once let me see her cry.